Now, this would add a bit of extra spice to your walking holiday in the Lake District. Climb a fell, eat your sandwiches, admire the views, then instead of tramping back down the path again, you clip yourself onto the top of a mile-long zip wire and enjoy a huge adrenaline rush while the Lakeland landscape whizzes by. Lake District planners will soon be considering proposals for what could be, if it's approved, the second longest zip ride in the world. Supporters say it would pull in more tourists. Those not in favour say it would turn the Cumbrian Hills into a playground for adrenaline junkies. Our reporter Kaz Graham lives in the Lake District and she's been following the story. Where exactly would this zip wire be, Kaz?
Well, it's in the northwest of the Lake District and it would go down the side of a fell called Fleetwith Pike on Honister Pass, which is between Buttermere and Derwentwater. Very beautiful, very popular area. It's the idea of Mark Weir. He runs a slate mine there, and if it gets the go-ahead, what you'd do is you'd go up to the top of the zip wire on the fell top, and you would speed your way down 1.2 kilometres to end up by the mine car park. It's a bit like one of those kind of wires you see in adventure playgrounds, but on a much bigger scale, and obviously you would have an outstanding view on your way down.
You clearly would have an outstanding view, and are we talking about previously untouched landscape here?
Well, it's undoubtedly a stunning location, but it's also quite an industrial landscape in a way. They've been mining in these hills for more than 800 years, and you can see the relics of that past all around you. This zip wire would act as an extension to an outdoor adventure attraction already running there called a Via Ferrata, which is a kind of safe introduction to rock climbing, where you negotiate your way wearing a harness along a route using staples in the side of the mountain as foot pegs and handholds. And apparently, the Victorian miners used a Via Ferrata like this to get home safely in the dark. What the Victorians didn't do, though, was what Mark Weir is hoping his adventurers will do next, which is get clipped onto a roller on the top of this enormous zip wire to get back down again. And he took me up the fell to give me a better idea of how it would work.
Right, that's it. We're here. This is the top, or nearly the top, of Fleetwith Pike.
What would this wire be?
Just a 20mm black wire rope, and that would just follow the contour of the mountain range right down to the buildings at the bottom.
And how fast do you think you would get to?
Well, that'll be relative to the weight that you are, but the range will be something between 40 miles an hour and 70 miles an hour.
So you might be going 70 miles an hour from this little peak we're on here, right down that valley, past all the crags there, the sheep over there.
Yeah,
all
and
that.
The waterfalls, the whole lot.
Segment 1.
Now, this would add a bit of extra spice to your walking holiday in the Lake District. Climb a fell, eat your sandwiches, admire the views, then instead of tramping back down the path again, you clip yourself onto the top of a mile-long zip wire and enjoy a huge adrenaline rush while the Lakeland landscape whizzes by. Lake District planners will soon be considering proposals for what could be, if it's approved, the second longest zip ride in the world. Supporters say it would pull in more tourists. Those not in favour say it would turn the Cumbrian Hills into a playground for adrenaline junkies. Our reporter Kaz Graham lives in the Lake District and she's been following the story. Where exactly would this zip wire be?
Segment 2.
Well, it's in the northwest of the Lake District, and it would go down the side of a fell called Fleetwith Pike on Honister Pass, which is between Buttermere and Derwentwater. Very beautiful, very popular area. It's the idea of Mark Weir. He runs a slate mine there, and if it gets the go-ahead, what you'd do is you'd go up to the top of the zip wire on the fell top, and you would speed your way down 1.2 kilometres to end up by the mine car park. It's a bit like one of those kind of wires you see in adventure playgrounds, but on a much bigger scale, and obviously you would have an outstanding view on your way down.
You clearly would have an outstanding view, and are we talking about previously untouched landscape here?
Segment 3.
Well, it's undoubtedly a stunning location, but it's also quite an industrial landscape in a way. They've been mining in these hills for more than 800 years, and you can see the relics of that past all around you. This zip wire would act as an extension to an outdoor adventure attraction already running there called a Via Ferrata, which is a kind of safe introduction to rock climbing, where you negotiate your way wearing a harness along a route using staples in the side of the mountain as foot pegs and handholds. And apparently, the Victorian miners used a Via Ferrata like this to get home safely in the dark. What the Victorians didn't do, though, was what Mark Weir is hoping his adventurers will do next, which is get clipped onto a roller on the top of this enormous zip wire to get back down again. And he took me up the fell to give me a better idea of how it would work.
Segment 4.
Right, that's it. We're here. This is the top, or nearly the top, of Fleetwith Pike.
What would this wire be?
Just a 20mm black wire rope. And that would just follow the contour of the mountain range right down to the buildings at the bottom.
And how fast do you think you would get to?
Well, that'll be relative to the weight that you are. But the range will be something between 40 miles an hour and 70 miles an hour.
So you might be going 70 miles an hour from this little peak we're on here, right down that valley, past all the crags there, the sheep over there.
Yeah, and the waterfalls, the whole lot.